The after-school rehearsals in Bill Singer's classroom at Santa Rosa Charter School are a little more intense than usual this week. The 11th, 4th, and 5th graders are getting ready for the biggest gig of their young lives, a featured slot at a big-name benefit in San Rafael on Sunday, where they will perform, in part, with one of the best-known rock drummers in San Francisco.
Prairie Prince, who is the drummer for the Tubes and one of the founding members of Journey, he and his band are going to play as well, and they're actually going to play with the kids. So he's going to sit in, I think, on Should I Stay or Should I Go and play drums, and they might join in on Purple Haze, which is really cool. And he even invited the kids to come up and play when they do White Rabbit.
Prince and his band and headliner Shelby Lynn are doing the date at New Georgia's nightclub as a fundraiser for the San Francisco-based nonprofit Little Kids Rock, the organization that has enabled Singer's extracurricular music class.
David Wish was a second-grade teacher who saw that there is no funding for music in schools, and so he started a program just teaching after school, and then he expanded it, and it got bigger and bigger, and now it's at something like 85 cities across the country. It's a nonprofit organization that provides free instruments and instruction to schools. So the guitars are all donated by Little Kids Rock. And sometimes after a while, the kids will save up and decide to get their own electric guitar or whatever. But it all starts with Little Kids Rock.
The organization also supports programs at four other local elementary schools, including Flowery School in Sonoma, which is also sending a group of young musicians to play at the benefit concert. At every school aided by Little Kids Rock, Singer says, the idea is to get kids playing real music as soon as possible.
The philosophy of Little Kids Rock is that you want kids to start playing music immediately and play music that is meaningful to them. So teach them three chords and here's Wild Thing or Elvis or Chuck Berry or whatever, rather than teaching them scales and theory and things like that. And we also teach the kids right away to start to improvise and to compose their own songs.
Not surprisingly, the students, such as Sophie Flores, take to it right away.
I like playing Should I Stay or Should I Go. I really like the way the beat goes, and I like the chords in it. I've always been kind of interested in guitar because my best friend Emma, her dad, plays guitar a lot.
Being part of the program has also provided some inspiration for her classmate, Robbie Giacomini.
I'm starting a band with some of my friends. We might make it big, we might not, so we'll see. Only the future can tell.
But for a couple of more days, everyone's main focus is on getting ready for their upcoming moment in the spotlight.
They're really excited because they've never really played like on a real stage, and usually we play like in the cafeteria or something. So we've been doing a lot of practicing and, you know, how to stand on stage, how to windmill when they strum their guitar. So I think we'll be all right.
As thrilled as his student performers may be, Singer points out that the primary reason for their off-campus debut is to create similar opportunities for other kids at other schools. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.